The girls sat quietly on the dock, watching the seagulls soar. Then Jin heard the boat that brought her friend Big Quan and the other cooks to the island from San Francisco. Soon, Big Quan would have breakfast ready. He might even have a letter from her father. "We have to get back before everyone wakes up," Jin said. The sisters hurried back. They crawled under the barracks and up through the hole in the floor. Their mother was sleeping peacefully when they returned to their beds. Chapter 3. The Cook, the Poet, and the Letter. Each day after breakfast, the women and children were allowed out of the barracks for exercise. Jin ran as fast as she could to the island's kitchen. Big Quan was standing at the kitchen's back door. He was wiping his forehead with a towel. It was hard work cooking for hundreds of people. Pots and kettles crashed together. Jin could hear the sounds of Quan's helpers cleaning in the kitchen. Jin thanked Quan for cooking her breakfast.
"You're welcome, Jin," the big man's voice boomed like a cannon. Then he looked around and whispered, "I have something for you."
Big Quan gave Jin a piece of folded paper.
"It's from your father. Give it to your mother right away."
Jin tucked the paper into her pocket. "Thank you, Quan," she said as she ran off.